Hello.
Hey guys.
We just did the most epic walk. Our legs are like literal jelly. But we thought we'd just do a little video to kind of update you on what we've been doing over the last 2 weeks, what our plans are, and yeah, we just thought the best time we'd do it was after the walk because we've got some energy.
Yeah. So we've actually, this is our third, well, today's week three.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday, right?
You know,
I guess
when
we kind of finish work on the Thursday.
When you're not working, you really don't know what day of the week it is.
Yeah, it's really hard to know. But yeah, it's been, almost 3 weeks, basically. Mm-hmm. We've made it from Grafton to Brisbane to Glasshouse Mountain. So we haven't done that many kilometres, but we've had an awesome time.
We've had to alter our trip because we've been dealing with COVID.
Yeah.
Outbreaks and restrictions and lockdowns. And we're just kind of having to go with the, what do we call it?
The COVID flow. So like... Hashtag that because that's our copyright term.
We're using that all the time.
Yeah, because I think it's pretty accurate. Like everyone at the moment needs to just go with the COVID flow because you can't predict anything, you can't change anything. Like you just got to go with what the government says. There's nothing you can do about it. You just got to accept it and roll with the punches. So So basically, we started our trip on the Friday. I finished work on Thursday. Jess finished work on the Thursday morning. I think it was
post night shift.
And then we were kind of freaking out because the borders were going to close to Queensland, but luckily we're in like the little bubble. Yeah. So we were in the Grafton bubble, so we were fine to get into Queensland. But we thought we're just going to go to Byron for a little bit and just kind of wait it out because Gold Coast ended up going to lockdown and then Brisbane went to lockdown. So we just headed to Byron on the Friday and we're just like, you know what? I can't get back to Sydney. You can't get back to Perth. We can't see our families. So we're just going to head to Byron and start the trip.
Oh, the Friday. We had such a fun day.
Oh my God.
We literally got to the campsite and whipped open our rooftop tents, put the blankies in there, got dressed and went out, had delicious dinner and some drinks, had a boogie on the dance floor, had so much fun. And then the next day, the restrictions started. So we've been wearing masks and, you know, doing everything that we're
supposed to be doing. As everyone
is, yeah. Just still trying to go with it.
But we still went out, like, we still have been pretty hardcore over the last 3 weeks of drinking.
Yeah.
We really need to rein it in. We didn't think that this trip was going to be like a booze trip, but it kind of turned into one.
We like living a healthy, active lifestyle, but we like a good balance. But when we got to Byron and then it was downpouring, so much rain happening. And we were in rooftop tents, and then this gal got sick. And because of, you know, with everything going on in the government, she did the right thing and got COVID swabs. So we actually separated for 30 hours and she isolated herself in her rooftop tent. And I had to, like, deliver things to her.
So much fun.
But negative, so it's all good. And we had to get a hostel. And then obviously hostel life is very fun.
Social.
Because you meet some awesome people.
Yeah.
We extended our trip a little bit longer.
Yeah, so we ended up in Byron for a week and almost a half.
Yeah.
But we basically stayed until Gold Coast and Brisbane came out of lockdown. So we kind of timed it quite well and we had an awesome time in Byron. Like, we both fell in love with Byron.
Yeah. And then we never got to do, like, the lighthouse walk or anything like that because it was actually pissing down with rain every day.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened. Like, it was so unfair. So we packed our tents up in the mud basically and we were muddy every day. It was really fun. It was like, oh, welcome to camping life, this is how it's gonna be. So yeah, it was an ideal start, but we still made the most of it. And then we went to the Gold Coast, went to Surfers for a week, five nights.
Surfers Paradise.
Interesting place. I mean, where we stayed, the Backpackers Inn, sorry if you ever watch this.
Oh, and the only reason we stayed at a Backpackers was because it's school holidays and they cancelled our campsite because they were like, you're coming from New South Wales, we're cancelling your booking. And we're like, what?
So it's been hard. And like even the one we're booking, like I just booked in Yeppoon because we're going from here, the Glasshouse Mountains, to Noosa, to Hervey Bay, to Yeppoon, to Mackay. And even Yeppoon was like, oh, are those New South Wales plates? When I told them my rego. And they were like, where are you from? And I was like, well, I haven't been in New South Wales for like 1 month. And they're like, oh, that's fine then. But like, even just giving them my number plate, they're like, where are you from? Is that New South Wales plates? I'm like, calm down.
Yeah, they don't like New South Wales people up here. No. Crap, I've got New South Wales plates too.
Yeah, but it was fine because I told them I hadn't been anywhere. I mean, we're in Queensland now. We did our border declaration. Like, what more can we do? So, yeah.
But we did our first surfers, lot of physical activity. Actually, we went surfing. That was
We went surfing.
We did surfing.
For the first time.
But we my bruises have just healed from that. But now we just did an amazing walk on in Glasshouse Mountains. We don't actually know how to say this.
I think it's Ngungun or Ngunyan.
Ngunyan?
Please tell us if we're saying it wrong. Ngungun. We don't want to be offensive to anybody. But, yeah, it's like Ngungun. It could be silent. It could be awesome. Ngungun.
Very steep. Steep. But you get to the top and the most incredible views ever.
Yeah, it was epic. And my legs are jelly now.
Oh, I fell down. I came, as we're coming down, my leg gave
way. You've got your little graze?
It's gone now.
I can't even doesn't even have a butter scar. yes, Brisbane. What did we do in Brisbane? We stayed in this really nice place in Brisbane. It was actually an Airbnb. It was the first time anyone had stayed in this Airbnb. And I was like in a hotel in the Siebel. And it was beautiful.
And once again, we couldn't camp because they had no camping spots for us again.
Yeah, so yeah, we ended up staying in the Siebel, which was perfect actually, because then we basically could explore Brisbane fully. And
we scooted around.
We hired scooters for 3 days. Like,
it was so fun.
Who thought? So much fun.
Friends, caught up with people, went walking, did lots of walking.
And fell in love with Brisbane. So now it turns out we're actually decided spontaneously that we're moving to Brisbane.
Yeah.
We are very spontaneous, random people like that. And we'll just, if we find something that we like, we're kind of just like, you know what, let's just do it.
Yep, pretty much.
So we actually started looking at some houses while we're in Brisbane. Like, I've never even been to Brisbane before. Jess had been a couple of times and already had loved it.
Good feels.
And then I got there and I said I loved it. And then we were sitting and having oysters and we're like, yeah. And then we're both like, yeah! And we're like, yes, this is happening. And then we found another friend to move with us. And then...
now look, getting some sweet apartments. So we're still travel nursing. But we're going to do some, like, more articles related to, like, metro shifts. So obviously we're going to be doing metro shifts in Brisbane, which will be good. Then we're going to be doing some travel nursing gigs as well for 6 weeks. But probably more to the end of the year.
Mm.
We'll go off and do something. But this actually gives us time to start writing. Like, we've got so much experience with travel nursing and we've got so much we want to share with you guys, but we just haven't had time to write it.
God, it's so hard. Like, honestly, for anyone out there who is an influencer and can travel, provide content, and also be present on social media, like, 24 hours a day, like, I take my hat off to them because it's hard work to find, like, a balance of, like, trying to get up early, trying to exercise, trying to stay fit, also, like, making content and keeping very fresh on social media is very hard.
Yeah. And we want to share our passion, you know, and we're still getting asked questions constantly. And it's so nice to be able to go, if you go on our website on this section, it actually, we've got a section there for you. So that's what we want to share.
Yeah. So we're just going to try and like stand still for a minute and like find a little place that we can find, have a home from and like still travel from. Cause we still love our setups, like our rooftop tents and Jess's trailer and stuff. We love our setups and we don't want to stop traveling because we still love it. But it'd be nice to actually just have somewhere where we can come home to and like actually just have somewhere instead of living out of a suitcase and living out of like 700 bags that we have in our car. I mean, you can see how full my car is. You can't really see because
I'm actually not even sitting on the seat properly right now.
Yeah, she's like,
I can't even put my feet.
I don't even know if we can do this. Like, oh yeah. It's on a basket full of shit. Because this is how our lives are now. So it'd be nice to actually unload that and actually potentially be able to use my car seats again.
Yeah,
and
have nice
people in the car.
We've used this time to talk about lots of content that we're going to create. And my God, it's going to be so awesome. Like, we're going to make this website something that you guys love. And it's going to be just full of like all awesome tips and tricks about traveling and also the other side stuff about like dating and about,
because we're gonna be dating again.
We're gonna find a husband.
Absent from the dating game because Grafton,
sometimes when you do work in these rural remote communities, you should not date anyone in those rural remote communities. So you shouldn't do online dating and you should stay clear of them.
So, like, it's been a little while since we've actually been able to date properly. So, having somewhere to actually live, like a city like Brisbane, where everyone's, like, so hot.
Oh, man.
It's going to be, like, next level. So, prepare yourself for some fun dating stories because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And Jess is, like, a pro dater. So, like, wait for her stories. You are! Way better than me. I'm useless.
I just go in. And I'm just like, whatever. I don't want to keep talking to them.
Yeah, she's like, I'm just going to meet this guy for coffee. And I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good for you. You go, girl.
Go with the feels.
She's just like ace in the dating game. She's like, she's almost created Bumble, I think.
I wish I did. That would be awesome.
We'd be so rich. Yeah, we're definitely not that rich. So yeah, that is our plan. We're currently sitting in the car park outside of the Glasshouse Mountains, and we're about to drive to Noosa.
Yeah, I'm actually still sweaty.
Yeah, same.
I'm still sweating.
Well, this car's really hot also.
Jesus.
Because we're sitting here with no aircon on, because we thought it would be too loud with the aircon on, so we're basically getting out, like, our most beautiful selves. Neither of us are wearing, like, barely any makeup, so, like, this is a not a very fun first video. COVID.
It's not COVID.
Swap. It's not COVID, we promise.
Not asthma, okay. I can't. That was a tough walk. I'm dying.
So, yeah, you're really getting, like, our best selves for this first video.
Mm-hmm.
I promise we don't look this crap all the time.
No.
But, you know, it's just authentic. We are authentic.
Yeah.
Authentically nourished.
We're excited to share with you guys more stuff. Trust me. We've got plans, and we're going to put them into action.
And please let us know if you want us to post anything or talk about anything, because, like, we love hearing from you guys. Like, we obviously love sharing what we've done and stuff, mm-hmm. but having it tailored to what you guys want is also really important. So, yeah. And stay tuned for our podcast, because we definitely are going to get onto that.
Yeah.
We have an intro that we're going to release.
Yeah.
But we really need to get on some content. And we've got a few podcasts lined up this week, actually, with other companies. But, like, we'll start our little podcast journey. So, yeah, we're going to get some more content out about that. And, yeah.
That's it.
Anything more to say?
Nah.
You sure?
Yeah. They don't want to hear us ramble for more than...
Oh, I like hearing us ramble.
I got a frog in my throat.
And she's got a frog in her throat. She needs to get the frog out.
Yeah.
And we need to get a move on to Noosa. Yeah, where we're going to do some surfing.
This car.
And then we'll, like, maybe after this little video, we'll add, like, a little reel. I mean, is it reel on YouTube? I'm not sure. We'll add a little, like, compilation of the stuff that we've done so far.
Yeah.
So if anyone has any questions about what we've done or any tips, please let us know. And yeah, that is it. That is all for today.
Going with the COVID flow, you know.
Thank you for attending this TED Talk and seeing our beautiful faces. We appreciate it. Okay.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye.